Hello and welcome. This is the Game Time Gazette. This is your host, Isaiah Aneni. I thank you for joining in. It's made a great decision tuning into this podcast. We talk all sports and all types of fun. So without further ado, let's get ready and let's go.
This is your host, Isaiah. This is the Game Time Gazette. This is Wednesday, March 6th. Happy to be back. Excited to be back. It was a good game of games yesterday in the association. The Raptors got slapped. Let's just start off with the Raptors game. Raptors versus Pelicans. Obviously, first game without Scottie was against the Charlotte Hornets. And it was with, a team. Yeah, the Charlotte Hornets are better than their record, right? But we've seen the Hornets play pretty bad this year. Have Coach Steve Clifford coming out and saying that, it's not even a problem about their work ethic. They're working hard. It's just they're just not good enough, And it comes down to that where you're looking at that, right? And it's funny. It's funny because for the Hornets, I'm surprised that, they weren't able to beat the Raptors without Scottie Barnes, because, the Pelicans game, we see the Pelicans come in. And the Hornets have been playing much better since the All-Star game as well. But we see the Pelicans come in. And, from the first quarter, it was a mismatch. Obviously, with the length, you got Jonas Valanciunas down the block. Really good seeing him back in Toronto again. From, that early 2015-18 Raptors, man. Yeah, those are the good times, man. Those are the good times. And, just seeing him. Zion was on a tear. I think Herb Jones was also on a tear. Let's check out the stats right now. Herb Jones had 17. Zion had 16. Trey Murphy, the third, was the one that was on a tear. He had 34. He was like 10 of 14 from three as well. You follow me on my Twitter, the Game Time Gazette on Twitter. We were talking about, I was posting highlights about, most of the games that were going on. And yeah, the only highlights to really post about on the Toronto Raptors game was really, that Trey Murphy game. Zion had a few cool dunks as well. But looking at that game, it's like, Raptors, not only were they mismatched, but they also looked pretty lazy. Looked pretty lazy coming out and, what they were trying to do. And it just didn't feel like, they even were trying to win as hard as possibly they can. A lot of turnovers there, and we've seen a lot of play from most of the guys on the roster as well. All the guys got minutes to last night and made sense. It was a blowout early. We were down 20 first quarter, we were down like 25 at the half, down 30 points at one point, lost by, I believe that's 30, might be 20 now. No, that's 39, almost by 40. Just looking at that, at least we got to see Javon Freeman Liberty. Javon Freeman Liberty got his runs in, seeing him come touch the floor. Grady Dick had a kind of low game. He had like, 12 straight games with the three-point made. Didn't make a three last night. Gary Trent Jr., Emmanuel Quickley, and RJ Barrett and Kelly Olynyk. Those guys were the only serviceable guys yesterday, but they were really turning the ball over a lot. And to be honest, you like to see that. You like to see that they're getting a few losses. You like to see that, for Quickley most especially, because watching his game, you might be a casual fan thinking, why is he getting so many turnovers? Yeah, I'm thinking that too. But looking at him as a young player from where he was coming from in New York, where he was coming as the sixth man, and now he's becoming the starting point guard, right? You want him to be that starting franchise point guard. You want him to be able to go through, make these mistakes while we're tanking and be able to, next year come in with that sense of growth and have better basketball IQ, make better basketball decisions when it comes time to make those decisions and be able to, impact the game, in the future when we need him to impact the game. This year is a wash. I don't think we're going to make the playoffs. We sit in 12th. We're multiple games back from 500. It's obviously without Scottie Barnes as well, it's really a shot in the dark to be thinking, okay, let's make the playoffs right now. And we also want to be able, we're in rebuild. We just traded away Pascal. We traded away OG, traded away most of our team, traded away, you know, even like a guy like Precious Achiuwa, where we got him for Kyle Lowry, and he was supposed to be a good rotational piece for the future. And looking at it, now he's a good rotational piece for the Knicks for the future, playing phenomenally over there, right? So we're rebuilding. We want to be able to keep this sixth pick that we have. Let's get as much losses as we have and give ourselves the best chance possible, because at the end of the day, even with, okay, you don't, the ping pong balls don't roll in your favor. We might still not get the sixth pick, but you want to give yourself the best opportunity to get that sixth pick if you're the Toronto Raptors. And, you know, letting these guys cook, you know, the young players, letting them just go out there and play kind of, not playground basketball, but, you know, just free form a little bit, where you're able to improvise and able to learn from your mistakes is, you know, essentially how you make a player grow in this league. And, you know, it's the easiest way. You know, obviously you're gonna lose a lot of games, and you hope that at the end of this, like, oh, the end of this year tanking, boom, we get a draft pick, but we're right back winning games at the start of next year. But yeah, you hope that you don't get in a cycle like, okay, obviously, like the Pistons, the Hornets, as I was just talking about, the Spurs were in that cycle kind of a few years ago. Still there with Wembanyama. I think they're letting him loose a little bit more now. But they're winning a few more games. And even with Vassell and Keldon Johnson, like, you're seeing, even Jeremy Sochan, you're seeing them grow. You're seeing them grow from the mistakes they're making, being able to, you know, compute it and then be able to make the necessary adjustments, right? And yeah, that's what you want to see from a tanking team. I really want the Raptors to get that sixth pick. Everybody's, I'll say it again, I'm gonna say it every single time until the draft happens. Everybody's been saying this is a weak draft, but I really truly believe that this draft is one of the better drafts. You know, I don't believe in hype drafts, because we've seen hype drafts and so many have failed, especially in the 2010s. So many hype drafts have failed. We've seen so many hype drafts. So, like, you know, can't get caught up in the hype. Oh, this guy was number one recruit in high school, and he had the best, you know, Ball His Life mixtape and this and that, da, 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 da. And then they come out in the NBA and they're busts. And there's multiple reasons for an NBA bust, you know, for the casuals out there listening. NBA bust, it truly comes down to money. Money makes them lazy. Turning into them lazy, they feel like they've made it as well, right? Where they, okay, like, I'm at the mountaintop. Obviously, the NBA is the mountaintop. They feel like they've made it. Boom, I'm here. All the work is done. And not that they stop working out, not that they stop, you know, going to training, doing this and that. It's, they're not doing the extra stuff that they did before to get them to the point they were. Because regardless if they were number one recruit in the country, number one recruit in college, this and that, number one pick to come into the NBA draft, you, all those guys have to put that extra work to be in there. You know, and we've seen a lot of players, not only in the NBA, NFL, MLB, European soccer. You get that money, you get to the mountaintop where you've been working so hard for. You get to the mountaintop. It's hard to stay focused. It's hard to, especially as a young kid as well, you know, because these are young men, you know, coming into the league, and it's hard to stay focused. It's hard to, you know, stay on track and, you know, continue building and growing and becoming better. And then once they realize that, it's a little bit too late. They're already 26, 27. Coaching giving them as much minutes. Media doesn't like them anymore. They're saying, the media saying that guy's a bust. Fans are booing him, you know, and then that gets to his mental. And then once it gets to his mental, it's over. Not the same situation, but we've seen it from Ben Simmons, right? Ben Simmons, sports is so much of a confidence thing. You know, when you hear that modern day gladiator thing, it's so much of a confidence thing, because you got to be, you know, the strongest one out there. You got to believe that you're the best. You got to believe that there's nobody that can beat you, because once you have that creeping thought in your mind that maybe I'm not good enough, then you won't be good enough. You'll never be good enough. You know, you'll never be able to get to the top. We see it so much in so many NBA players, you know, and it's hard to have that winning mentality, that Mamba mentality. That's what makes greats greats. Being able to block out noise and do what they can to, you know, overcome and do those little things, those extra things, and put them above their peers. Really don't know how I got into that talk about bus, you know. I just elaborate on it, right? Like, when you're just thinking about the bus and you're thinking about, like, because I don't know. That's been a question in my head for so long. I guess since we're in the NFL draft cycle as well, with the NFL draft is going to happen at the end of the month. Just looking at it, it's like there is so many guys that get to the mountaintop. And, you know, even hearing Johnny Manziel came out. He had the Netflix series. He had the Shannon Sharp interview, and he came out and he was talking about, like, you know, how he didn't take, you know, the sport serious. Guy didn't watch any film, this and that. One of the best college players to ever play college football, Johnny Manziel, you know, and it really is just nothing else but themselves beating them. You know, it's not even that they're just not good enough. They got there. They got to the top. It was themselves beating them. And I just think about that, and I think about so many what ifs. What if you stayed focused? And I guess that's what life is, and I guess that's what makes the greats even greater. Because, all right, you know, you got, like, okay, we're looking at LeBron James. He hit 40K or over 40K just a few games ago. And, you know, just looking at the longevity. Guy's never been in the news for anything bad. You know, he's great father. Son's about to, you know, one son's in college, another's about to be in college, daughter's gonna be in college, whatever, you know, set up. He has a school set up in Akron, Ohio. It's hard to be focused when you get to the top. It's hard to, I guess that's a human thing too. You know, that age old question, because, yeah, I don't know. It happens so much in our league. All right, what else happened in the league yesterday? That 76ers Nets game wasn't bad. Ooh, Celtics-Cavs. That Celtics-Cavs game was pretty good. The Celtics, man, I've been saying it a few times here on this pod that I feel like the Celtics are that one team that, hey, They're gonna disappoint a few fans in this playoffs, man. Don't bet on the Celtics in the playoffs. I'm telling you, it's gonna be one round when they just start messing it up. I don't trust them. I don't trust the Celtics. They've been sitting too pretty at the top for too long, and it's not. I don't feel like, you just feel that they don't have that dog in them. You know, maybe, hey, I'd love to get proven wrong. I have no horses in the race. Of course, we've talked about the Raptors not even making the playoffs, so I'd love to get proven wrong. But do I see the Celtics winning? I unfortunately do not. I do not see the Celtics winning the NBA championship. So, you know, I see. You know, the playoffs, it's creeping up on us here. But yesterday, Cleveland Cavaliers, Boston Celtics, Cleveland won 105-104. Dean Wade went off at the end there. D-Wade, he had 3 points in the first half. Like 2 of 9, something like that, 2 of 5, something like that. And then he came back out second half, or not even second half, fourth quarter. Outscored the Celtics in the fourth quarter by himself, had 20 points. Celtics had 12, or 17, sorry. Celtics had 17 points in the fourth quarter. Disappointing. And then, Dean Wade, 20 points, ended with the game-winning dunk as well, put back, posted it on Game Time Gazette Twitter. Go follow that. We post everything. And we also posted the Champions League games. Before we end, I wanted to talk about the Champions League games real quick. You know, we're looking at the Celtics. You know, I've been talking trash about the Celtics all year long. We'll see when the playoff comes. I won't say too much, man. But, yeah, we got Champions League today. So we got Copenhagen against City. Aggregate 3-1. That's going to be, all right, City's already moving on. Don't see Copenhagen doing too much. City's in form as well. And we got Lepic against Madrid. Bellingham just got suspended for 2 games in the La Liga for saying, that's a fucking goal. And, I mean, it was a goal. But, you know, it's that fine line. It doesn't happen a lot in football where the ref has his the whistle in his mouth already, you know. He's about to blow that whistle. It's his discretion. Game's over. Game's over. The whistle's blown. It's like hockey. Like if the, like in hockey, there's, you know, you got as much time until it hits zero. But if that puck passes the net after zero, you guys could tell me. I swear that's not a goal. It's not a goal, right? It has to pass the net. The puck has to pass the net before zero, right? So, but that's going to be a good matchup today. Lepics, they had a lot of chances. We talked about it here in the pod. They had a lot of chances. We weren't able to finish. We're going to be able to see, or we're going to see if they're going to be able to finish here today. Let's see where they're playing here today. They're playing in, yeah, they're playing in the Bernabeu. So Real Madrid has home court, home field. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to be watching that one. You guys are going to be watching that one. We're going to talk about that one tomorrow. It's going to be a good one. The PSG Sociedad game 2-1. Mbappe coming out. Statements. I mean, we were talking yesterday, me and Kai talking about the best player in the world right now in football, and it's Mbappe, right? And I tweeted it out yesterday talking about, hey, like, who's going to get that Ballon d'Or? That's a question that not a lot of people are asking right now, but I'm asking it. Who's going to get that Ballon d'Or? You know what I'm saying? Like, it is still, I mean, it's not relatively. We're almost done with the leagues. We're almost done with the Champions League. Got a few months left, and the year did just start. But this all counts to the Ballon d'Or race. And, I mean, Champions League has always been a big factor. There's no international cups this year, I do not believe. There is Euros. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. There's Euros. But even with that, like, we'll see. Like, I'm really, like, my bid right now, if I had to give it to you today, my Ballon d'Or winner would be Erling Haaland. Erling Haaland, because, I mean, if Man City are able to win the league again, and if Man City are able to make another deep, I don't expect them to win the Champions League, but if they're able to make another deep run in the Champions League, and Erling Haaland is very influential in that, because he's the top goal scorer in the Prem. He missed so many games and he's still up there. Nobody took his spot and able to just continue being up there. That's how crazy tally of a goal scoring he had in the small amount of games that he already had, right? So if somebody's able to take his spot, or if City's able to win the league, if they're able to make deep into the Champions League, it's hard for me to say that anybody's going to take, you know, Erling Haaland, you know, from winning the Ballon d'Or, especially because last year he had such a great bid to winning that Ballon d'Or. I feel like this year, if he does 75% of what he did the previous season, he got it. He got it. You know, and that's, we'll see. We'll see. Because Champions League, like I said yesterday, very fickle, very lucky league. You got to have a lot of luck to be able to win this league. As much as everybody tells you you don't, you got to. It, like, I want to hear the argument on how you can't. It's not just about skill, class, it's about luck. You have to have a little bit of luck and a little bit of class, of course, but that luck is a very important part, especially in the Champions League. Like the Prem, the league, your league domestic title is much harder to win because it doesn't have that luck. It's skill, it's class. You're better than everybody else, you'll win. You have as much games as well to prove it. You have, what, 36, 38 match days to prove that you're better than everybody else. You get as much points, get more points than everybody else, you win. Simple as that. Champions League, get two legs. Maybe you get an unlucky call here, an unlucky call there. Lepis comes in, boom, boom, 1-1 early on. Maybe they score another. You know what I'm saying? It's all about luck, in my opinion. A little bit of class, but luck. Bayern came 3-0. I watched the first half of that game. Yeah, it felt out of reach for Lazio. I mean, after it was a really good push for Bayern, and I feel like for you know, Tuchel, you know, his manager status, I feel like it was a good push for him as well. He hasn't had the best season. Obviously, what, they're like 8 points down in the Bundesliga to Bayer Leverkusen, and that's not normal, you know. We know that's not normal. Watching football, that's not normal for Bayern to be down in the Bundesliga. The Bundesliga is theirs, right? So, you know, that was a statement win for them, saying, okay, we're back. For Tuchel, most especially as well, because obviously he's not going to be able to get this. First of all, they were talking about if he doesn't move on from the round of 16, like every single round, it's his job now. Like if he doesn't move on, he's going to get fired. Doesn't move on from the round of 8 now, he's going to get fired. And he's going to get fired regardless, because at the end of the season, they're letting him go. But it's just like, okay, it's when now? you know, and they were talking because Lazio came in 1-0, right? So big statement for him being able to continue his job and I guess be able to just continue showing other clubs out there that want a new manager. Obviously, you know, that guy's not gonna, he offered himself to Barca, but it's like me offering myself to Beyonce. Like, it's not gonna happen, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not happening, bro. Like, Tuchel, keep yourself over there. Maybe think about going back to the Prem, something like that. You're not gonna come touch Barca. Barca. We got Yamal. I said, no. But, yeah, that was a big win for him. Big win for his status. I'll just leave it at that. You know, I had fun talking with you guys today. Obviously, I was here on my solo dolos, and it was fun. It was real fun. Obviously, if you get to this point in the video or the pod, wherever you're listening at, YouTube or any of those podcasting listening platforms, let me know what you think about this video, this podcast. Let me know about the thoughts that you had on anything that I talked about. I felt like I had so much more to talk about. Just time constraint here today. Came a little late to start this podcast, which was a little bit of my fault. Missed the transit, but it's okay. It's okay. We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. Leave it for tomorrow. You know, I got a lot of, like, life stuff to talk about, too. Tell me if you guys want me to talk about some life stuff. That Ryan Garcia. I mean, it's part of sports. It's part of sports. Like, the whole Ryan Garcia. Let's just quickly touch on that. Ryan Garcia and the Bohemian Grove. What is this? I don't know. Is he being real? I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. I'll talk about it tomorrow, for real. I'll talk about it tomorrow. This is sports. This is sports journalism right here. You know, Ryan Garcia, a boxer. Sports journalism. And, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Yeah, my girlfriend was talking to me about it yesterday. She's like, hey, did you see the Ryan Garcia thing? I was like, well, I didn't see it. I did not see it. She was the one that put me on. So thank her that we'll talk about it tomorrow. So thank her for this beautiful topic that is very interesting. I looked into it a little bit. Very interesting. We are just time constrained today. But again, it has been your host, Isaiah Aneni. This has been the Game Time Gazette. I thank you. And obviously, just leave a like, leave a comment. Tell me what you think about today's video. Tell me what you think I could do better. Tell me what you think about the topics, anything. Leave a comment and let me know. It's been awesome talking with you guys. Peace. Oh, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Don't forget that. Have a great day. If this is the last I see you for this week, have a great week. Peace.